Proxima, which is a story about the, and again, another story about space, the future of mankind, or in this case, the future of womankind. It's the story of an astronaut preparing for a lengthy stint out in space in preparation for a forthcoming mission to Mars. Eva Green is Sarah, who's this astronaut who is going to be on this mission, much initially to the chagrin of Matt Dillon's Mike, who basically is this kind of chauvinistic character who thinks that she's just going to be a tourist. He doesn't really think that women should be in space. Then what we see during the course of the drama is that she has to do this very grueling training procedure. He says at first, you need to lighten your load, you won't be able to do it. And she says, no, I'm going to do everything that you can do, I can do. And she can. She is more than a match for any of the men that she's traveling with. But what she's also dealing with is the fact that she has a daughter, and she is going to have to leave a daughter behind when she goes off on this mission. She will be, away for a considerable period of time. So she's juggling the prospect of, fulfilling her dream, which is a dream, with the eye on the stars, but also dealing with the down-to-earth consequences of that, which means that she will have to leave her daughter behind. And even within that, there is a tension because on the one hand, what she wants to do is to let her daughter know that she loves her and that she's there for her. But she also wants to let her daughter know that whatever she wants to do, she can do by serving as an example, by saying, look, when I was young, I was told that women couldn't do this, but they can. And I think that tension is right at the center of the drama. It's from Alice Winnicott, who co-wrote the brilliant Mustang, which I reviewed here, the Denis Gams' Oegervand film, and which I absolutely loved. And what's interesting about it is, it is a film about space travel, although it's absolutely down to earth, kind of reminded me of Lucy in the Sky from last year, although I think this is a better film. And it's about that strange thing about the warring pressures which somebody finds themselves under whilst, looking to the start, while looking to do something that is so remarkable, to leave Earth's atmosphere. Even now, the number of people that have left Earth's atmosphere is still comparatively tiny. So anyway, I thought it was very interesting. I thought Eva Green did it really well. And I really did believe that I was watching her going through that training procedure and being put through all those kind of grueling steps. I mean, I would have lost, I'd lost 5 seconds in that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that I would, yes, but I would pay money to see you in
Yeah,
that thing.
really. Yeah.
And I
It'd be one of those
think,
things they put you in the G-force machine. No, thank you very much. Think, no, you know what? I'm just going to stay here on Earth. I'm very happy for everybody else to go into space. I'm just going to stay here.